Hi, I'm Nick.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Megan.
Today we will talk about the dangers and effects of tobacco use. While working on this project, we use websites such as cancer.org, abovetheinfluence.com, cdc.gov, costkids.org, soundvision.com, and saferchild.org. So let's begin. So you may be wondering, what exactly is tobacco? According to dictionary.com, tobacco is any of several plants belonging to the genus Nicotinia, whose leaves are prepared for smoking or chewing as snuff. Zach, what else did you find out is in tobacco?
All forms of tobacco, including chewing tobacco, snuff, and cigarettes, contain the highly addictive substance nicotine and many other substances. There are also chemicals that are harmful to the body. Tobacco also contains tar, forms of poison, and many other harmful chemicals and flavors added in during manufacturing. Kelsey, tell us about tobacco and cigarettes.
Cigarettes are cylindrical rolls of finely cut tobacco cured for smoking, much smaller than most cigars and usually wrapped in thin white paper. Side effects of smoking cigarettes are shortness of breath and dizziness, lung disease such as chronic bronchitis and aneurysma, heart disease including stroke, heart attack, vascular disease, and aneurysm, lung, mouth, blood, bladder, throat, pancreas, and kidney cancer, dry skin, and premature wrinkles. Zach, what else can smoking do to your body?
Smoking is known to increase acid secretion, reduce prostaglandin and bicarbonate production, and decrease mucosal blood flow. However, studies vary as to whether smoking leads to an increase in risk for ulcers. Studies are consistent when it comes to coronary artery diseases. Smoking tobacco increases clotting of the blood by decreasing good cholesterol, HDL, increasing triglyceride levels, and damaging the lining of the blood vessels. The clotting of the blood leads to strokes. As someone smokes tobacco, the risk for having a stroke will increase with each cigarette smoked.
Over 440,000 Americans die from tobacco-related causes each year, most of whom began using tobacco before the age of 18, according to a survey done by AboveTheInfluence.com.
Each day in the United States, approximately 3,600 young people between the ages of 17 and 12 years initiate cigarette smoking, and an estimated 1,100 young people become daily cigarette smokers. In 2007, 20% of high school students reported current cigarette use and 14% reported current cigar use. Of the 12 to 14 million American users, one-third are under age 21, and more than half of those developed the habit before they were 13, according to a survey from cdc.gov.
About 80% of adult smokers started before the age of 18. Every day, nearly 3,000 young people under the age of 18 become regular smokers.
So why would anyone smoke, Kelsey?
Peer pressure, stress, overwork, feeling accepted, and being part of the in crowd can all cause people to start to smoke.
Famed movie critic Roger Ebert, former host of the show At the Movies with Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert, developed thyroid cancer through a series of surgeries and near death. He finally became cancer-free, but sadly lost his voice due to a mistake during an operation. Recently, a computer program was developed using sound clips from his past film reviews, and now he can speak to his children using his own voice.
Nick, what other kinds of information about tobacco abuse did we find out?
We found out about a large group of tobacco products in the category of snuff, focusing on chewing tobacco. Snuff is a form of smokeless tobacco, which is grounded generally inhaled or snuffed through the nose. Chewing tobacco is a form of snuff, which is put in the mouth and chewed. Tell them about it, Megan.
Chewing tobacco is tobacco in the form of a plug, usually flavored, for chewing rather than smoking. Chewing tobacco isn't any safer than cigarettes. It has some of the same effects that cigarettes do, but it mainly affects your mouth. It can cause some things like stomach cancer, increased risks of heart attack, heart disease, and stroke, leukoplakia, white sores in the mouth that can become cancer, receding gums, and much more. Kelsey, who's a real-life example of someone who used chewing tobacco?
John Marcy had won 28 medals at track meets. He was a very popular and respected athlete at his high school. Thinking it was safe, John began chewing dip tobacco in his mid-teens. He became addicted, and although his mother, who was a registered nurse, begged him to quit, John was unable to. One day, he came home and told his mother that his tongue hurt. He showed her a red sore on the size of a half dollar on his tongue with a hard white core. She decided to take him to the hospital. The doctor at the hospital decided to take some tests. A few days later, he called Sean's mother. Sean and his mother found out that he has cancer in his tongue. They went back to the hospital, where Sean was shocked to learn that he had to have most of his tongue cut out. Would he ever be able to talk again? Sean went in for the operation to remove most of his tongue. The cancer didn't go away. Instead, it spread to his jaw and neck muscles. Sean had to get two more operations. Sean had to have half of his jaw removed, along with part of his nose, and many neck muscles on one side. At age 19, Sean lay in bed, sad and in pain. Sean's friend came to visit him, and he decided that they should take a picture of him. He was overcome with shame and embarrassment at this idea. His friend said, "What if many teens could see the photo and learn the truth about what chewing tobacco really does?" Finally, he allowed his friend to take a picture with his track medals pinned to his chest. His friend got another idea. "Sean, what if by some miracle you could get a message to other teens? Do you have any words you would like them to hear?" He struggled to write these words as his message to you. Don't dip snuff. And not too long after that, Sean died sad, disfigured, and in unspeakable pain.
Remember, don't dip snuff. If you chew tobacco, you will not become popular, and as long as you can be yourself and avoid peer pressure, you can always make good friends. So, Megan, what have we learned?
All forms of tobacco contain other substances and chemicals that are harmful to the body. Smoking cigarettes can cause shortness of breath and dizziness. Lung diseases such as chronic bronchitis and emphysema, heart disease including stroke, heart attack, vascular disease, and many other horrible side effects. Smoking tobacco increases clotting of the blood by decreasing good cholesterol, and someone who smokes tobacco can have a higher risk for having a stroke. Over 440,000 Americans die from tobacco-related causes each year. Chewing tobacco isn't any safer than cigarettes, and it mainly affects your mouth. Chewing tobacco can have some things like stomach cancer, increased risk of heart attack, heart disease, stroke, and many more side effects.
So remember, tobacco products are extremely dangerous and can lead to some horrible consequences. So if anyone ever offers you tobacco, just say no.